put it up in a pile out in the field. What do they call it?
Stack.
And do you remember any other words for that? They would call it a hay rack or rick or anything.
Well, now, they used to build racks in the
that
field.
Was different.
Different and put hay over in there, and where the cows could pull it through, there would be a hay rack.
That was a cross
thing, and they had pieces and they would put the hay in this and the cows would pull them out.
Right.
But they used to stack it out around on a pole and just let them go to that, we would call it stacks.
Okay, and when they first cut the hay, if they just sort of gathered it up in little strips along the, what?
The rake it.
To rake it up, all right. And, so we've already talked about the, anything else you could tell me about the place for the shelter for the cows?
They called them sheds.
Okay, and, the shelter for horses?
It was stables.
And what about a place, and I'm not sure about this, we didn't have this at home, but where cows are staked or penned for milking, if they do it on the outside, not, do you remember anything like that?
If they were milked on the outside, they would have troughs where they would feed them, you know,
mm-hmm.
And maybe they would be up close to a fence, and if she didn't stand, they'd have maybe a rope or something and tied to a plank where she could eat.
Okay. And what about a shelter or enclosure for hogs or pigs?
A pen.
And how was that?
Just a square pen on a, and they would put it up on a floor.
Uh-huh. And it didn't have walls around.
No. Well, they would have it where they couldn't get out, you know, and then they'd put plank across the top to keep the rain off, and then they would feed them in there, you see.
All right, and the place a long time ago when you didn't have refrigeration for milk and butter?
Put it in the well.
In the well, okay. what about... a place near a stream where the stream ran through. Do you remember anything like this? And
spring.
Would there be a roof or building there?
You could. You could put a shelter over the spring. And a lot of people would load the milk and the butter in a can or something that they couldn't get in into that spring of water with a rope.
Right.
We didn't have that.
Okay, now what would they call that building?
Just a spring, well, just a shed over the spring. It'd just be a shed.
Okay. Well, the word dairy for you just means the farm where the
That's
horses
right.
are. Have you ever heard of it having a meaning of a place where you keep milk and butter down, maybe something with a cement floor or something?
No.
That's
I never
not.
Did.
Okay. What about, was there a place out where you stored potatoes or turnips
oh, yes.
or anything like that?
Oh, yes.
What did they call that?
They called them hill.
You'd use
the, save your corn stalks, and you would put your bed of that, or shucks or something, then put your potatoes on them, then put your corn stalks up, and then cover it with dirt. You know, and store you for potatoes for winning.
Right, and how would you say, or would your mother say, oh, well, I have to go out and get
a potato hill.
Out of the potato hill.
Out of the potato hill.
Okay. And the area around the barn where the stock is kept or fed, what would you call
barn
that?
Barnyard.
And the place where they go out to get grass?
It pasture.
And was this was always fenced, I suppose?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And what about cotton? Did they ever raise cotton around here?
Oh, yes.
Did you ever have anything to do with it, ever work in it?
Oh, yes, I picked cotton.
Picked cotton, all right. What about to work in it with a hoe? What would you call that?
Hoeing.